Welcome back. It is the Sports Bar, week number two. Even though last week we didn't have a podcast, the software I used to record this podcast was temporarily shut down by the company. But everything is back up and running, and we will be back to our usual schedule of doing a podcast during the week right here at Sports Bar Podcast, right here at Podomatic, and we are also available for you to download on iTunes. So check us out at iTunes. Just type in podcast Sports Bar Podcast in the directory, and it will link you right there. So we got a lot to discuss, man. A lot going on. Week number five of the NFL season came to a close last night. The MLB playoffs, we are in the middle. We are just starting October, so October baseball is going on. So the NBA playoffs kick off tonight with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. So we'll discuss that. The NHL season kicks off tonight as well. But one of the most hilarious stories I read over the weekend, actually I read it on Sunday morning, it was the firing of Lane Kiffin from USC, University of the Trojans. Lane Kiffin was their coach, but not the funniest part about this story is not that Lane Kiffin got fired, but the way he got fired. The athletic director has come out and said that he knew that he was going to fire Lane Kiffin about the third quarter of their loss to Arizona on Saturday night, and let Lane Kiffin fly to back to California, and then on his way to the bus, the athletic director told him to he wanted to talk to him, so Lane Kiffin told the bus driver to keep the bus there. He'll be just a couple minutes. And then the athletic director told the bus driver to just leave. And that pretty much sealed the fate of one Lane Kiffin. The way I look at it, man, is this, man. Lane Kiffin has been just an absolute train wreck to deal with the media and the way he treated his players. You know, it's well documented how he treated Tennessee, Oakland. He just left. He got fired from Oakland, which is just really ridiculous. How can you get fired from the Raiders? I mean, they had that Looney Tunes owner who doesn't fire anybody, and Lane Kiffin finds out he got fired. So, and then he goes to Tennessee, and then, like, at the middle of the night, he leaves Tennessee for USC. So, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall. Like, he wouldn't know me. If there was a lineup and you had to ask Lane Kiffin, can you name the host of the Sports Bar podcast, he wouldn't know who I was. But I just don't think. His dad was a legendary coach, a legendary coordinator. He's a good coach. I do think he's a good coach. I just don't think that he shows the media or his players or his employment the right attitude towards anything. You know, I think he's arrogant. I think that he feels like because of his father's name, that he can pretty much do or say whatever he wants to do. And I think that that's basically a wrong attitude to have. So Lane Kiffin out as USC's head coach of their football program. And speculation is who will be the succeeder to Lane Kiffin, who will take over UFC football for the rest of the year and into the future. we will have to wait and find out. Now on to the NFL, and as we wrap up week number four of the NFL season, you can see, start to see what teams are really good and what teams are just, not gonna be able to hang. Unfortunately, my Giants cannot find a way to win a game or generate any offense or anything like that. So, I mean, the season's pretty much lost. Tampa Bay, you're pretty much just waiting for that Tony Schiavone to be just completely fired from that job. That team is in disarray. We knew about the Jags. We knew the Jags were going to be horrible this year. One team that I was kind of surprised that is so bad is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh looked absolutely horrible. They've looked horrible throughout the beginning of the season. Broncos are out of their mind, playing really well. New England's playing very well. Let's see who else? The Chiefs. Chiefs are 4-0 too. They're pretty good with Andy Reid. And then you have a bunch, like you have those teams, the really bad teams and the really good teams, and then you have all the rest of the teams. They're just kind of bunched up in the middle, like they're just bunched up there. So I don't know what's gonna happen there or anything. So don't really know what's going on with that. Two teams that I want to kind of spotlight is a team that played last night, the New Orleans Saints, who beat up on the Miami Dolphins and just destroyed them, and the Seattle Seahawks, two NFC teams that I think that those two places are the two hardest places to play if you're a visitor team, especially New Orleans. New Orleans looks like a terrible place to play if you're a visitor. If you're a home team and your offense, it's fantastic. They're quiet. Another place is that Quest Field in Seattle. That's a horrible place. And I was looking at the schedule and I was like, they're in the same division. I was trying to figure out, and they play in Seattle in the middle of December. I can't wait for that. I think any team that goes into the Silver Dome in New Orleans is going to have a very, very difficult time playing. I think if even if Denver went in there, I think they would have a difficult time. I don't think that they would lose, but I think they would have a very difficult time playing the New Orleans Saints. So I think, if the NFC roads go through either of those two towns, I think that there's going to be a very, very difficult time playing those two teams in their respective buildings. So we'll jump into some baseball news. And actually, right before I started this podcast, I was catching up on some news. Ned Yoch, the Kansas City Royals manager, has signed an extension, 2-year extension, to stay in Kansas City and be the manager of the Royals. So that's very exciting for Kansas City. They had a very good season. Kansas City's on the way up. I think that they're one of the teams that can, are going to make some noise. They're in a very tough division to play in with Detroit and stuff, but they're on their way up. Another team that is on their way up and is also looking for a manager is the Chicago Cubs, who fired their manager yesterday, and all the rumors that are swirling around who they want to be their next manager is the New York Yankees manager, Joe Girardi, who is going to be a free agent manager, who is a free agent manager right now, and has openly said that the Chicago Cubs job looks very, very, very promising for him. As you guys all know, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and Joe Girardi is a Yankee player. He won a World Series as a player and as a manager in our in the pinstripes. He's one of those staples in the Yankees organization that I kind of really respect. But I think that if I was him, I don't know if I would take the Chicago Cubs job, but I would definitely really think about it, think it over. I'm not going to be like one of these newspaper writers that said, you know, Joe Girardi should just stay in New York. They aren't going to be, you know, they're in disarray right now because they're all trying to figure out what's going to happen with Robinson Cano, because they're going to have to deal with Jay-Z with that, and the contract that he wants is like 10 years, $3.5 million over 10 years. And the Yankees have flat out said that they will not pay him that at all. Because you're thinking about, you know, Robinson Cano will be 31 when this contract begins. So 10 years from now, he'll be 41. You're also dealing with the last year of Derek Jeter's contract. If he picks up the option, you're losing Mariano Rivera. You're losing Andy Pettit. And you're also dealing with a aging roster. If I was Joe Girardi and I was up for a job and there was a job that looked appealing to me, that would be the Washington job. I think if Joe Girardi went to Washington, I think they're even closer to making it than Chicago is. They're certainly closer. Chicago is certainly closer to making it to the World Series than even the Yankees are. And I've been saying this for years, man. The Yankees farm system is just depleted, man. It is. I was looking at it, and it is. They got none of the top prospects. I mean, if you look at the Chicago prospects, they're all like the top in America, Baseball America lists, you know, and it's all projective. You know, you can't really figure out what team is going to be good, what team is not going to be good, what player is not going to be good. You know, they're all hit or miss. But the predictions say that the Cubs are going to have a better farm system than either of the team. But if I was him, I would really look at that Washington job with Strasburg, Harper. I think that's going to be, you know, your way to get into it. Very excited about tonight. Got, you know, as I said, the baseball game tonight with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. And it's the first time that Pittsburgh has been in the playoffs since 1992. The first time that they've hosted a playoff game since October of 1992. And the other big issue in the baseball world is what's going to happen to the Texas Rangers now that they're out of the playoff picture after being eliminated by David Price and the Tampa Bay Rays, who look like they're going to be good. But the team, these are my predictions for the World Series. Give it to you right now. It's going to be the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to be in the World Series. And I can't really give a prediction. I can give a prediction to that. That's what I think. I haven't really studied it really that much. So those are just right off the bat who I think are going to be in the World Series. As I said, very excited about tonight with that going on. And the kickoff of the NHL season with the Chicago Blackhawks playing the Washington Capitals, and it will be the defending champion, the Stanley Cup champion, Chicago Blackhawks, playing. That game starts at 8 o'clock on the NBC Sports Network. I'll probably be tweeting throughout that game and the MLB game. So if you want to give me a follow on Twitter, it is Sport Bar Podcast on Twitter, all one word. Also, you can like me on Facebook at Sports Bar Podcast on Facebook. And also, I'm going to be entering the world of Instagram. So that'd be Sports Bar Podcast on Instagram as well. And you can also subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment. It helps us in the ratings of the iTunes directory. We want to make that first page of the iTunes directory. So please, please, please leave a comment. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And we'll be back next week with another exciting edition of the Sports Bar Podcast. So I'm Jordan Halbach, and I am out.